The city and the town of Geneva are seeking comments from the public on a draft active transportation plan. The draft is the result of several years' work by a committee made up of stakeholders from the city and the town. State grant money was available to study ways to promote walking and bicycling in Geneva, including infrastructure improvements. Mark Venuti is the supervisor for the town of Geneva.
It's called Complete Streets. A complete street is one that is safe and effective for all modes of travel, walking, biking, and driving an automobile.
The process in developing the Geneva Active Transportation Plan included a professional evaluation of current infrastructure, especially as regards bicyclists and pedestrians. The committee also reached out to residents through public information sessions and surveys.
How do you get around? Do you bike? Would you bike? Would you bike if it was safer? Do you walk? Where do you walk? And asking them for ideas about where are their problem intersections. And then for the town and city, we were looking at points where the town and the city transition. So can people from the town get into the city by bicycle, walking, automobile? So we were looking at key places and getting feedback from the community.
Over 273 pages, the Geneva Active Transportation Plan identifies and prioritizes a wide variety of actions and improvements to promote walking and bicycling in Geneva. The tunnel running under 5 and 20 and leading to the lakefront on the south side of the city receives attention. It was also identified as a recommended area for improvement under the city's Downtown Revitalization Initiative proposal.
It's kind of out of the way and people kind of joke about it. You know, who's going to go in that tunnel? Well, you know, they said, okay, you have a tunnel down here. And they did some renditions of that were really beautiful, which were basically like, if you worked on the approach to that area and made the street attractive all the way up to it, and they've got in these pictures of it, landscaping, you put artwork in there, you make it like, and then you link it up to South Main Street and you can come down and make your way there. It's a much more attractive and functional. And if you saw the drawing, which you can see if you look at the plan, you'd say, you know what, that's not such a bad idea. It's there. We ought to use it. We're not going to fill it in.
The ultimate goal is to put the study and citizen feedback into action. That will require further funding, and part of the purpose of the plan is to facilitate those dollars.
When you have a plan, it makes it easier to get funding. You can say, we went through this process, we got feedback from the community, we've got expert opinion in it, in data. And then you can go out to the state and say, pick one of them, pick two of them, let's fund this. Let's turn Pulteney Street from J Street to FLCC into a complete street by putting bike lanes on it, making it easier for walking, and as well as automobile traffic. And that's going to take money. But when you've got a plan, it's easier to get it funded, basically.
The Geneva Active Transportation Plan draft is available on both the City of Geneva and the Town of Geneva websites. Individuals are invited to submit their comments on the plan by May 19th.